Having a caring God who watch over us all along the week, O Lord, who have been with us in our going out and our coming back, O Lord. Heavenly Father, when we see, when we look back what has happened to other people in the week, but seeing that we have been kept secure and safe, O Lord, that's just another opportunity for us to thank you and to commit our future into your hands, O Lord. Keep and lead and protect us, Heavenly Father. We commit now this day into your hands, O Lord. We know that we have come to meet you, and you have never missed your appointment, O Lord. But we want just to lift up our request that we brought with us, O Lord. We came burdened, O Lord, but we are hoping to go released, O Lord. Heavenly Father, we commit every one of your children we have made it this morning, O Lord, with those who are still on their way coming, O Lord, for honoring your word, for honoring your kingdom, O Lord. Let the blessings of heaven be upon us, O Lord, and let the week that we are going to start be a blessing, O Lord. Everything that has been shut, let it be open, O Lord. Those who are seeking for jobs, let them find jobs, O Lord. Those who are seeking for the regularization of their papers, let it be done for your glory. Those who are sick, heal them, O Lord. Those who seek the Holy Ghost, grant them the Holy Ghost. We commit everything into your hand. Bless us in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. 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 God bless you. We greet you in the precious name of the Lord Jesus. Brother James Machaya, God bless you. Happy to see you again. Amen. 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 Sister Daniela, God bless you. Happy to see you again. Amen. So, God bless you, Brother George, Brother Jesse, the musicians, the technicians back there, Sister Angel. God bless you richly. We are just going to read 1 Corinthians 11, 27 to 30. First Corinthians 11:27-30. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. So we are still on our topic, discerning the body of the Lord. And I want to just insist on these scriptures that we know, and we read it all the time, But when God wants to bring a different, you know, to awaken our attention to these things, because sometimes we just take it for granted. As I said, it's a scripture that we consider only when it's communion time, when it's the supper itself. But it's a daily scripture for us Christians, because we have defined what is the body of the Lord, and we partake of that body every day. And we need to be really prepared, because if we don't take it with the correct discernment, verse 29 says, "For he that eats and drinks unworthily eats and drinks damnation for himself." So every day in our, you know, interaction with our brethren who form the body of Christ, in our interaction with our your sister, your brother, your child, anyone who is part of that body, your interaction with them, your fellowship with them is partaking of the bread. And if you are not taking the bread worthily, you are eating condemnation for yourself. So you really need to be aware of that. Last week we saw that many people, you know, they are just get ready when it's about the bread and the wine, the physical one, I mean, but failing to discern the body of the Lord on a daily basis. Jesus said, "It's better for you that a millstone be hanged on your neck and you be thrown into the sea." That's the exact same scripture. That's why many are sick and dead. And we have seen in the Old Testament and in the New Testament, Ananias and Sapphira, they didn't discern the body of the Lord, and you see what happened to them. It was not about eating a piece of bread or drinking a portion of wine, but just not being respectful, not being sincere to the body, to the brethren, was sin against the body of the Lord. And they were stricken with death. There are many examples. We'll see them in the Bible. So it's very important. Today I wanted to insist on something we said last week or the week before. Now our eternal destination is not altogether determined by what we see and what we hear, but it's determined on what discernment we have of what we see and what we hear. Amen. What is the discernment you have of what you do when you come to church, when you interact, when you fellowship with your brother? We may be friends, but as long as we are members of the body of Christ, it's that sacred bread that you are eating. What discernment do you have of the bread? Paul was not disputing with them for taking the communion. Their act was right, but their discernment was wrong. Coming to church is right, but what discernment do you have of coming to church? Because the discernment of the thing may make you, you know, being respectful or taking unworthily the body of Christ. If you have the right discernment of coming to church, you will know that you are going to an appointment with the King of Kings. You are going to an appointment with the Most High. And when you're going to meet the Most High, it's disrespectful in this world to make your superior wait for you. In this world, naturally, when you are going to meet your boss, you'll do your best to be there before him. You'll be your best that he finds you when he comes. But if you have the correct discernment of coming to church, then you won't be late. Amen. I want to insist on that again today. Amen. Because the Spirit wants to hit on that. Amen. Amen. It may become, because for some people, it has become a pattern. Amen. Of coming late to church. There's many excuses you can give. There's so many. They are correct, your excuses. Humanly speaking, you can explain and convince me. But let me tell you, you just go back to yourself from Monday to Friday. Amen. Have you been late to work? We are in September. From January to now, have you been late one day to work? Amen. If you are late, if you are running, if you are stuck in a traffic jam, you will send a text to your boss. Excuse me, boss, I'll be late 5 minutes. 5 minutes. Excuse me, I'm running late because there's a traffic on M50. But when it's about coming to meet the King of Kings, you put any kind of excuses. Any kind of excuses. And they are correct, your excuses. But they don't just stand. Once it's okay, you may have a problem, it may happen, we are human. But when it becomes a pattern, they know that if we have to count people that will come late, we know brother so-and-so will come late today. And we are not wrong. That's not correct. That's disrespectful. Amen. And that's not the correct discernment of the body of the Lord. That's why many are sick. And many are weak. You may be weak in your business. You may be weak in your project. You may be sick in your family life. It's not only about getting a coronavirus. It's not only about getting a flu or stomach pain. It affects many things, many areas in your life. It affects, we saw last week, those children who didn't discern the body of the Lord in types. 2 she-bear came and ate them, devoured them. We saw many other, application of this scripture. Because you come, just remember, you are not discerned, you don't have the correct discernment of the body of the Lord. And if you show disrespect, see what the world say, I read it last week. Punctuality is a powerful way to show respect. If you respect someone, you'll be on time to the appointment with that someone. It's an expression of consideration. And there's a good excuse that us African people we have. We have invented that term of African time. Amen. We have invented that term. Oh, you know, the appointment is what time? 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock, African time. But when you go to work, there's no African time. No, it's serious. It's very serious. It just shows the discernment you have to the things of God. It's African time, you know, as African. But when it's about to go to the appointment to renew your GNIB, there's no African time. Amen. There is no African time. You'll be there. The time people were queuing there. You know that people have been there, no? You know the place, no? They were queuing all around the building. You'll see people there at 3 o'clock. They are there under rain. It's cold. Snow. People will be there. It'll be seen at 12 o'clock in the day, but he was there since 3 o'clock in the morning. Amen. Why? Because you discern what you are after. But for the things of God, there is no discernment. Amen. Amen. Just let us take it seriously. Let's stop that pattern. It's not bringing blessing to your spiritual life. It's not bringing blessings to your spiritual life. Put it in your head. Put it in your mind. When you enter, while the minister is already standing here, it's a sign of disrespect. Amen? It's a sign of disrespect. And not being respectful to the ministry is not the correct discernment to the body of God. And many are sick, and many are weak, even many are sleeping. Just because of that, you may take it as a simple thing. But it's very, very important. Amen. Amen. Are you with me?
Amen.
Can you bear with me?
Amen.
Amen. I want to bring something to the attention of our sisters this morning. Amen.
Amen.
Bear with me. Do you love me?
Amen.
Okay, I'm going to tell you the truth. Amen. Amen. I don't want to hurt anyone. Okay?
Amen.
Most of the time, when families come late, most of the time, I don't say 100%, it's the sisters to blame. Am I wrong? Most of the time, it's the sisters. They will put a lot of excuses there. I know, you are right. But when you just go back, if we sit, we start counting the things that made you to come late, you'll find that those things were not a priority.
Amen.
Amen. You will find that those things were not a priority. You put them first. And when now it's time to come, you start now rushing. Amen. God bless you. It's very important that we understand we need to put our priority right, correctly. When you wake up on a Sunday morning, to go to church, cleaning the house is not a priority. Amen. I would prefer people coming after church to find my house dirty rather than being late at church.
Amen.
Which one do you take?
Amen.
Tell me. Which one is preferable?
Amen.
That people come after church to my house, they find things upside down and there's mess everywhere, than coming late to church.
Amen.
Which one do you take?
Amen.
I prefer people come and find my house dirty,
Amen.
But being on time in church.
Amen.
That's the problem with our sisters. You will put things that are not a priority before going to church.
Amen.
I want to do this. I want to do that, put the laundry in the washing machine, and wash the dishes. These are not priorities.
Amen.
On a Sunday morning, cleaning the toilet. Yeah, it's not a priority.
Amen.
I prefer someone coming to visit me after church, find the dirty toilet.
Amen.
But I've been on time in church. Rather than coming late on church, but my house is clean. Amen.
Amen.
It's very important. It's very important.
Amen.
I know sisters have a lot of preparation to do. You are correct. I'm fine. Your hair are not like our hair.
Amen.
You know, my hair, I can just take a comb. You know, especially my hair, my kind of hair, it doesn't even need combing.
Amen.
Amen. I know it takes you time to do this, to do that. But remember, in the week, you do the same thing, to go to work. You don't go to work with dirty, you know, untidy hair. They are clean, they are tidy and correct and presentable. But you arrange to make it on time.
Amen.
And to get to work on time. It's very important. But these things, you know, one time when we were still on the other side, Mill Street, I was working in Blanchardstown. So that time I didn't have the kind of job I have now where I'm flexible, you know. I can decide today I'll not do the job. I'll just focus on preparing the sermon. My workload, I'll do it tomorrow. I can arrange my time in the week so that I can just try to free myself for preparing the sermon. But at that time, I was working on a job that was very busy, and it was in between two tasks. I'll take my scripture and prepare the sermon. Let's say it's a Friday. In between tasks, I'll take a Bible, read, and find quotes, and pray a little. And so I'll tell my wife, when I come from work, I need to find you ready, pick you, we go to church. But most of the time, it was when you come, you don't find things correct. And on our way to work, it was like a battle camp, you know. It was a front, just in the car. I said, this is a gate that we need to possess. You know, it was just a misunderstanding, a very bad atmosphere. And you get to church, you know, it's not good. And I say, maybe my approach is not correct. Just trying to blame her because she's correct in what she's trying to do her best. I'm not blaming her for what she does, you know. She's trying to do her best, but there's just too much on her. So one day, we were just talking, you know. There was nothing. We were just talking. The atmosphere was correct. So I asked her, last Friday, can you tell me how was your timetables? Since when you woke up in the morning, what did you do? I said, no, I did this, I did that, dropped the children, prepared and cooked and cleaned the toilet and cleaned the house and the dishes. And I said, okay, how many times do you clean the toilet a week? She said, every day. I said, okay, that's fine. Can you skip Friday? Just forget about cleaning the toilet on Friday. Because you clean it every day. It's clean, it's not dirty. So just forget about cleaning it on Friday. Drop Friday, okay? What about the laundry? Oh, no, I do that. Can you drop it on Friday? So that you can free yourself for these two tasks. Amen. You will spare 1 hour or two. It will be enough. When I come back, I'll find you ready. Straight we go. She did that, and we are not disputing anymore.
Amen.
Amen. Why? You need to set your priorities. When is church day, try to manage your time so that things that are not a priority, you can do them on Saturday. Preparing what you are going to wear, do it on Saturday. You know, your hair sometimes, I know some of the things they can be done Saturday, even if you have to rearrange on Sunday. But try to do the most you can do on Saturday. Sunday morning should be just a day you get up, prepare, do whatever, then you are ready to go to church.
Amen.
If you just try to, you know, manage your time correctly, you will find that most of these things that the devil used to bring you late to church, you can take possession of them.
Amen.
Amen. It's very, very important for us to understand. Coming late to church is a bad habit that we need to drop. If it was, I don't know, to register, I don't know, for whatever, in Sunday morning, if it was for your flight to go, I don't know, you'll be there on time. It will be still Sunday, but you'll be there on time. But when it's about coming to church, let's just keep these things and remind ourselves about the discernment we have of the things of God. Having the correct discernment will get you be partaker of God's blessing.
Amen.
This is just, I didn't even prepare to say that, but let me just go back to my sermon today. So remember we said, discerning the body of the Lord is not only and mostly is not about the bread and the wine. I'll show you an example here of lack of consideration, lack of respect to a minister, to a man of God. God takes it as a serious offense. God takes it as an offense to not being, not discerning the body of the Lord.
Amen.
He says, here a few months ago, up in New York, they had a trial, and two little preachers that felt led by the Lord some time ago. The Lord led them to the Bowery and they bought a certain building. And there they was preaching the gospel to their fallen brethren. Some great firm come to buy that. And all the neighbors sold out but these two little preachers. they had a revelation. The Lord wanted them to stay there. So they held their property, and the authority brought them to court. You see, God told them to, they were preaching, they built churches, but this big firm, this multinational wanted to buy. They said, no, God told us to stay here, and they took them to the court. And they sent and got one of the great intellectual giants, Attorney Greenwald. And he made those little fellows feel ashamed of themselves. He placed his words so correctly and so educational-like and in such a way that those little fellows didn't know how to answer him. You know those kind of educated people. They'll quote the law and they'll come. I've been to the court myself one day. I saw them coming with big books like this, big ones, and pulling them on trolleys. You know, you just feel threatened yourself. You know, and finally, he rapped and said, "What do you say for yourselves?" And one of the little preachers got up and he said, "Sir, the only thing that we know that the Lord told us to take the building." Amen. And Attorney Greenwald said, "Here, stop. We don't want no Lord in this business." And about 2 weeks later, an airplane tried to go under the bridge, and it dove into the icy waters, and there Attorney Greenwald laying in the water, struggling and dying. I wonder if he wanted God in that scene. You see, just a lack of respect. The prophet said, what was the matter? He hadn't discerned the body of the Lord. Amen. Amen. It was not about eating the communion. In this case, discerning the body of the Lord for Attorney Greenwald was not about eating the bread and drinking the wine. It was about lack of respect to the men of God. Amen. That was not discerning the body of the Lord. He said he hadn't discerned the body of the Lord for these two little preachers who were anointed by the Holy Ghost and the will of God. We don't need to be intellectual giants. We need to be humble servants of the Lord and discern his body. It is better for you that a millstone was hanged at your neck and you be drowned in the depth of the sea than to offend my anointed. Amen. Amen. It is very, very important than to offend my anointed. Amen. I just want to speak about one little thing before I close. We have 2 minutes. My brother, my sister, on a Friday, on a Saturday, Brother Wilmore, Brother David, or Pastor, or myself, or someone else, sends you a text. Sister, will you be available because you are trying to make the roster for Sunday? Are you coming or you are not coming? And we have seen it many times. No response. No reply at all. You ignore it. You have seen many people in these simple little things, my brother. You are offending a man of God. Amen. Just be polite enough to say, "I won't be there." Amen. It's simple than ignoring it. Because he put his time aside. He has just so much time to work on that and make the roster and send it out. You are keeping him for 3, 4, 5 hours, and maybe you don't reply. You know how you are offending a servant of God. Amen. You may consider it just like a little simple thing, but it's a big offense. It's lack of respect. Someone sends you a text, even if it's your friend. Just be polite enough to reply.
Amen.
I'm sorry, brother, I'm busy, I'll reply later. At least he knows that you have sinned. But don't ignore it.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Discerning the body of the Lord is not those big, big things that we focus on. Just in these simple little things, you may be offending the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Many are sick and many are dead. Many are weak just because of these little things. If you are not coming, you have been allocated a place. You are not coming. Just send this gentle text, a kind text. Brother, sorry, I plan to be there, but I won't be able to be there. Give that place to someone else.
Amen.
It makes things so simple than seeing empty chairs. People are at home trying to be at church. They've been prevented to come because they gave you that place and you don't come. You know how many people you have offended.
Amen.
And you'll be crying, Lord, what have I done? Why things are not working in my life? No, you don't have the correct discernment of the body of the Lord.
Amen.
And God will strike you for that. We are praying for forgiveness.
Amen.
If we are bringing these things to your attention, it's just so that you can go back and seek God's forgiveness for these things we have done. We are bringing, God wants them that you know that these things are not correct. That for now on, you need to take a new way of dealing with the things of God. Discerning the body of the Lord is a key principle. You may be wondering why my healing is not coming. You may be wondering why this is not working, why this is not. No, just examine yourself. Coming late to church, not being disrespectful to the things of God, to the people of God, not being a deacon want to correct you. You are even by your body language. You know, there's some silence that are insulting silence.
God bless you. Let's pray.
Lord, we thank you. We commit now the rest of the service into your hand. Take the leadership in the precious name of the Lord Jesus. Amen.
God bless you.